Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslofi.
In the realm of public policy, we report on the good, the bad, and the ugly. That said, in recent years, we're reporting on issues that go far beyond simply being bad and routinely stray into the realm of the ludicrous and the bizarre. Today, I was planning to report on a story out of England where teenagers were given a survey in school that asked them their gender. So far, so good. It's a fairly easy question. Most students would check male or female. But not on this survey. Parents went ballistic when they found out that the survey listed 25 different options, everything from androgynous to gender fluid to demi-boy or demi-girl. We'll place this story under the category of bizarre and say that the outcry from parents was so strong that the survey was withdrawn. But I have a feeling we haven't seen the end of it yet. That said, today's broadcast will fall under the heading of incredibly sad. It comes to us from Gardner, Montana, and we first reported on it nearly 3 years ago. It's the case of a mother suing Livingston Healthcare for wrongful life. Yes, you heard correctly. Most of us are familiar with the concept of wrongful death, that being the death of a human being as the result of a wrongful act of another person. This case is just the opposite. The plaintiff is claiming wrongful life, or the life of a human being resulting from the wrongful act or negligence of another person. In this case, the mother is claiming that Livingston Healthcare failed to perform a test while she was pregnant that would have shown that her daughter had cystic fibrosis. Had the plaintiff known of the birth defect, she said that she would have had an abortion. When the Montana Family Foundation first learned of this case in late 2012, we quickly drafted a bill to prevent any more wrongful life lawsuits. House Bill 310 passed both the House and Senate and was allowed to become law by Governor Bullock without his signature. It was a tough place for the governor to be. On one side, he faced a very popular bill that everyone wanted. On the other side were his supporters at Planned Parenthood who wanted the bill to die. In the end, the governor did the right thing. The bill specifically says a cause of action or award of damages is prohibited if the cause of action is based on the claim that but for the conduct of the healthcare provider, a parent would not have permitted a child to have been born. As I said, this case is incredibly sad on so many levels. We have a mother telling the whole world that she would have aborted her daughter had she known of the defect. On the other hand, we have a daughter and everyone else with cystic fibrosis being told that their life is somehow not worth living because of their infirmity. Tell that to people like pianist and composer Frédéric Chopin, or 11-time Ironman triathlon winner Lisa Bentley, or NCAA basketball player Nolan Gottlieb, all of whom had cystic fibrosis, and all of whom contributed enormously to the betterment of society. No matter how this case turns out, I think there are two main takeaways. The first is that legalizing abortion was indeed a slippery slope, opening the door to abortion on demand simply because a child is not perfect. The second, and equally important, is that all life is valuable, and people should not be allowed to cut someone else's life short simply because they consider them an inconvenience. What if Chopin's parents had genetic testing and abortion available to them? It's a question worth asking. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofi reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.